Tuesday afternoon with Rich Kimble. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals all tied up at 2 apiece after a big Celtics win at the Garden last night. With more on that, we're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going well, thanks. Watching this, well, as you referred to, and I think it's perfect, a slap fight.
I think it's like one of those slapping contests, which I don't know if you've seen these things, but basically it's just two dudes standing across from one another, and they just let the other guy slap him and see if he can stay standing, which, considering how these first quarters have gone, how some of these quarters have gone in this series, that's basically what these teams are doing to each other. Miami sat there and said, okay, slap us, and the Celtics did, and Miami fell over, and Miami did it to Boston the game before. In four games in this series, there have been four lead changes, which is an insane number, and it shows you how, even in a 2-2 series, how it's just been four games of one team dominating the other.
Well, we knew the Celtics needed a good start last night, and I'm going to go on record right now and say, leading 18-1, I think that's a pretty good start.
That's a good start. If they can do that every quarter, they'll probably win the game. So that's my expert. That's why you have me on this show and pay me all those zeros to be on this show.
If only there were another number in front of the zeros.
You pay me nothing but zeros to be on this show. But there are a lot of them. The first start, the start to this game was really great for the Celtics. Derek White setting the tone early and getting that 7-0 run on his own. Miami, you know, missing some shots, but the Celtics defense really doing a great job. The Horford-Robert Williams combination is just death for the Miami Heat. They're not healthy enough. They're not whole enough. They're not good enough in the half court to score against that duo. So that combination at the beginning of the game, along with some shooting variance, as we say, in the business, Miami not hitting some makeable shots, made for a horrible first quarter for them and a great first quarter for Boston.
Is it possible that Bam Adebayo is the key here? If he has a good game, they do well. If Boston shuts him down, that's good for the Celtics.
Yeah, and I think within that is the Robert Williams key to the game, because if it's Robert Williams that is helping protect the rim, then you see Bam Adebayo not do some of the things that he was able to do in Game 3. You can just defend the Heat differently. You can stay home. There's one play that stood out late in the game where Robert Williams was actually out on the perimeter defending Jimmy Butler. Butler drives left. Rob kind of hangs with him. And Al Horford, in a non-Robert Williams situation, would probably come over to help and have to leave Bam Adebayo, which would open up an alley-oop or a dump-off in a bucket for Bam. What Horford was able to do is like, you know what? And instead of helping, I'm actually going to take another step closer to Bam Adebayo, and Rob can handle it himself. And Williams blocked the shot. So that's the difference. It's how you defend the Heat and how you don't have to help quite as much that changes the dynamic that allows the Celtics to kind of keep Bam Adebayo in check. Because you're right. If Bam goes off for a big scoring night, generally means that the Heat are getting into the paint. They're moving the ball around. There's a lot of energy, and they're able to find Bam in situations where he can score.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Let's see if I can update the numbers, and I hope I've got this right. In four games, I believe this is correct, the Celtics have outscored the Heat in 12 of 16 quarters.
The Celtics seem to be the better team, and it's similar to Milwaukee. This is a very similar series to Milwaukee in a lot of ways. You had the Game 3 Tatum stinker, followed by a Game 4 Tatum, 30-point game. following a similar path, you know, alternating wins. It's and similarly, Milwaukee's wins were close against Boston, just like Miami's wins have been close against Boston. Even in that game one where the lead was big, the Celtics, game three, the Celtics were able to come back and lose by six. The Celtics' wins have been dominating wins, and it's the same thing in both series. So the Celtics are the better team. I think you can say that they're the better team when everything is equal. But at this point, it's the conference finals. Things aren't equal at this point for most teams. And so it's a matter of now who can manage their way through those injuries. Is it Robert Williams that can stay on the floor, or has he come off the floor? Does Jimmy Butler have any burst left in that right knee? What's Kyle Lowry able to do? What's Tyler Hero able to provide? So the Celtics, when they have Robert Williams and they can put Horford and Rob out there, are the better team and have proven that.
What's the status of Marcus Smart? Will he be good to go for game five?
An absolute game time decision. The swelling apparently is still there, but he was on the sidelines and he didn't have like a walking boot on or anything like that. So that was good. And then you just hope that the swelling, the flying and all that stuff, the swelling can go down. You know, when you sprain an ankle, with the level of treatment that they get, it swells up like crazy after the initial injury, but the treatment to get that inflammation down, put, you know, anti-inflammatories, stimulation, electrostim, you know, all the compression stuff that they have, they can probably work a lot of that stuff out pretty quickly. So it's encouraging that he was standing on the sidelines, moving around, but he was also limping. So we'll see what a couple of days off does, and he'll test it before the game, and we'll see.
So I won't ask what we will see, because clearly nobody has any idea what to expect in game five.
No one knows.
But what should we see? What would be the best start to this game that would make Celtics fans feel confident about game five?
Well, I mean, the thing that you should see is good ball movement, getting off the ball early, not, you know, as Ime says, you know, not playing in a crowd, not taking those two extra dribbles where all of a sudden now you're surrounded and you get yourself into trouble. So make your move. Once you see the help coming, make your pass, move yourself, move the ball. And if you do that, then you can protect the ball. If you get yourself into trouble by over-penetrating and getting caught too deep and surrounded, then you're going to get live ball turnovers. And when the Heat can get out and run, then they can score more easily and they can come back and set their defense. And the Celtics up against a set Heat defense, you're going to have trouble. If the Celtics can score in the half court and go back and set their defense and force Miami to play half court, then the Celtics will win that game. I will virtually guarantee that, because Miami is not a good enough half court team. They were never a good half court team anyway, fully healthy. They're not. That's not their game. They want to get out into transition. So if you see the Celtics protect the ball and only one or two turnovers in the first quarter, that's a great sign. That'll bode well for them.
So here we are, two wins away from the NBA championship. What would you say was the most significant pickup that the Celtics made, either in the offseason or in season, to get them to this place?
I mean, I got to go with Al Horford. Horford has been a beast, and it's kind of wild that the Kemba Walker trade netted a player that was extraordinarily important, but you know, that was supposed to be a salary dump. That was, here's a first round pick, here's Kemba Walker, the only guy you have is Al Horford that matches salary, we'll take him back and hopefully he can help. He's been absolutely essential to everything the Celtics are doing. He's won games in the playoffs with his offense. He's won games in the playoffs with his defense. I think in game four, he was awesome defensively. Four block shots, but a lot more just individual defense-wise, the rebounding, the tenacity to get the loose balls. He's been amazing. More than anybody, I think Al Horford has been supremely important. As an addition to this team, it's been... I couldn't even dream up a scenario that that would have worked out this way. Last summer, a year ago, when we were looking at these trades and we're looking at basically the 1 year anniversary of that move, I couldn't have predicted, I couldn't have painted, scripted a better path for Al Horford than the one that we've seen.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal. John, appreciate it as always. Hopefully next week at this time, we'll be talking about how the Celtics match up with the Warriors.
That would be great.
All right. Thank you, John. We'll catch you next week.
All right.
John Corrales here on Downtown.